NPR's Chris Arnold was on the streets of Boston today and found that Catholics were expressing some relief upon hearing of Cardinal Law's resignation.
Stephen Baker is unloading a chest of drawers off a salvage truck next to St. Margaret's Catholic Church in Boston. Baker runs a used furniture store on the corner. He grew up going to church here. And like many Catholics around the city today, he's glad Cardinal Law finally stepped down.
He should have done it a long time ago. I go to church every Sunday, and I take my children there. He should probably be in jail, covering up. If it was my children and that happened, and he was the guy calling the shots, think about it, if it was your children.
Baker says he hopes a state grand jury that's convened on the matter results in criminal charges against Law and other priests who covered up or committed acts of sexual abuse.
They should. He obviously was covering up. If anything, I think it'll be healthy for the church if they sweep it all out. You're as sick as your secrets, that's what they say. If they don't bring it all out into the open, the church is not going to heal and it's not going to be able to grow. And they should have women priests, too, while we're at it.
Kevin, who's helping Baker unload the truck and who didn't want to give his last name, agrees. And he says the whole scandal has shaken his relationship with the church.
I stopped going to church and everything because of it. And because, you know, I just felt bad.
Of course, a lot of other Catholics have been deeply affected as well. A group of them called Voice of the Faithful sprang up here in Boston in the face of the scandal and has rapidly grown to more than 25,000 concerned Catholics. The group's president, James Post, said today he's encouraged by the Pope's choice of Bishop Richard Lennon as Law's temporary replacement. Post thinks he can work with Lennon to help the church reclaim its moral integrity. So he says of Cardinal Law's resignation that today is a day of sadness and hope, but it's clearly a day of anger as well for some.
I think the first step is he steps down. He should be going all the way down, right to hell.
Rich Murphy has pulled his pest control truck over to the curb to eat a sandwich on his lunch break. Murphy's a Catholic as well. He says while the scandal upsets him, in some ways he thinks it's a reminder of what's important in religion.
If you're putting your faith in someone, you know, a person, that's the wrong thing anyway. Any religion that has, you know, whether it's Muslim, if you have, you know, everything that's going on with the Middle East right now, and when you have people in any religion, whether it's terrorists or whether it's, you know, a terrorist to children, like the priests have been in the Catholic Church, you have to just look at the religion as a whole and what it, if you break it down, what it stands for. And it's, you know, for love and peace and caring.
Advocates for victims say that for all that Catholics in Boston have been through, at least the abuses are now out in the open. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.